gone. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
Here we are on the Good Day program, another hour of conversation from the studios of WXYL in Brownwood, Texas. We're going to continue meeting some of the local folks here, including a mayor who shows goats. How about them apples?
We like goats. Goats are fun.
I love goats.
Yeah.
You really get my goat.
Aye. All right, so... the question is asked today at DougStephan.com, your focus when it comes to your friends. How much would you do to save a friendship? Would you go to friendship counseling? Would you follow some of the latest trends? The question, as a matter of fact, at DougStephan.com on the poll, would you consider going to counseling to save a friendship? Now, I think there are a lot of people who think counseling is just for marriages.
For marriages, yes.
Or just for people who are in relationships.
Maybe
sisters. Yeah, family counseling.
Brothers.
But there is this thing called friendship counseling, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. It's a growing trend among women who are finding themselves feuding with people that they have loved for a long time who are outside of their marriage.
Right.
The story of Christy Stewart, age 32, a school teacher and a nanny, spent more than $3,000 on counseling with her best friend of 6 years, lady's name is Kim, after their codependent relationship grew strained and toxic. The story is at DougStephan.com from today's show in that section there. Ms. Stewart told counselor that 3 months we were back to our old selves. We had to give each other space, and that is what brought us closer together. But they wouldn't have done that without being able to go to a counselor. So this advice can cost you anywhere from $75 to $200 an hour. Would you do it, Jennifer? Who are your friends, and do you ever have strained relationships with your girlfriends? And have you considered what to do about it if you have
Sometimes
a problem?
Sometimes there's strain, but, you know, most of the stuff comes from outside influences, just life getting in the way. I've never had an issue with a friendship.
What would be an example of that?
Well, you know, like, I mean, right, you know, the group of people that I've grown up, that I grew up with, that I went to high school with, most of them are married, and they're starting to have kids, and I'm not doing that yet, so... You know, there's those kind of things where I may be busy with work and then they're busy with their family. And so that may make things different than it used to be when we could just pick up and go to Vegas for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So those kind of things may strain sometimes. But I've never had an issue with a friend that I haven't been able to work through. I mean, the thing with me is I never carry around a lot of, like, pent-up anger. Usually
grudges.
if I get upset about something, it may take me a couple of days. I may try to formulate how I'm going to say it, but I will definitely let you know if there's a problem in some kind of way, and, you know, if I think it can be fixed anyway. And with my family, I don't hold on to it for sure.
No, that's not about your family. It's about
but friends, I don't hold on. Yeah, I don't
blood
know.
Blood relatives.
Yeah. Do you guys hold on to it? I don't think so.
No, not at all.
302, Doug. Right, you don't hold on to, you have, well, you're an only child, so would certainly not apply to you and your family. What about your friends, Roberta? You can't be the easiest person in the world to be a friend with.
Actually, my friends say I am the easiest going person they've ever met.
Really?
Only
I'm
children
very,
are easier
easy
with
going.
Friends than you
oh,
think,
yeah.
I think. I think we're the easiest people to be friends with, mm-hmm. actually, because we don't have siblings. So really, our friends are the people that we choose to be kind of our family. So I really think if you're going to be friends with someone, an only child is the way to go.
Absolutely.
See, Richie took what I just said as a dig. That's why he laughed.
That's funny. Right. Yeah, Roberta, you can't be easy to be friends with.
I'm very easy to be friends with. Ask any of my close friends.
I was only. How many close friends do you have?
I'd say three.
Really?
Really close
Mickey's one of them. Do I know the other two?
Mickey's one of them. The other one is Rena. She's one of my Bruce buddies.
Right.
And the other one is Kim. She's my partner in crime.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good thing Kim lives in Chicago, because otherwise, if we live in the same city,
it'd be big trouble.
Big trouble, yes.
Now,
indeed.
What about your male friends? I'm one of your best friends.
Yes, you're one of my best male friends. I would say
And you can understand how we get along so well with a comment that I just made.
And she just ignored it. See, that's what's great.
Of course she ignored it because she knew that I didn't mean it. That's why she ignored it. She gets me. She knows it.
I have, I know, at least one other really close male friend, I would say.
Yeah. And is it different? Men friends with women, is it different? Do you look at your friendship or handle it differently than you would, let's say, Kim in Chicago? What's her name? Kim.
I think with male friends, you don't talk about emotions and things as much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's just kind of understood. And if
where I go wrong. Yeah. I'm no different with my man friends than my
unless they're gay, of course. If they're gay, it's a whole different story.
Right, yeah. They can talk about their emotions.
If they're not gay, it's just kind of like understood. You just don't talk about stuff. But
all
that's
right,
okay, because it's an understood thing.
Understood. The poll today at DougStephan.com, would you consider going to counseling to save a friendship? A, I already have. B, yes, if it was my best friend. C, maybe, depending on the friend, who it is. D, no, what a waste of money.
Between guys,
uh-huh,
that money could be much better spent at a bar, having a few beers, talking things out, and just getting over it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You think so? See, I don't think you're getting over it at all going to the bar. You're drinking it away.
No, you
exactly.
do.
Just covering it up.
You do. You go there and you have a few beers. You start laughing at how stupid you've been. And then it's all over. And then you go, okay, let's go do something else that's fun and stupid. That's the way guys work.
Really?
Yeah,
not
we
all
have
guys.
A few beers.
I don't
we
work
laugh.
That way.
We
I don't
realize
work
that, that
way.
We realize that we're dumb guys and we think they're the coolest thing ever. And then we go, okay, now what?
See, I don't do that at all.
I know. You should. You should try it.
Why? Why should I go get...
Because it works.
Really?
It works.
Huh. And how is
my four of my best friends in life, I've been friends with since elementary school.
Really?
It works.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we couldn't start drinking until really like high school age.
Right, so then how
do
you
before that, we had to roll around on the playground and like duke it out, with our tough skins on.
So how do you explain you and me? You and I are very close friends. Well, we don't see each other. We're not together physically.
You kind of set the parameters for how we handle discrepancies in our relationship. I don't do with anybody else what I do with you. You and I yell, scream. And
you guys blow up and then you're done.
And then it's over. Because that's the way I have to manage you, because that's the way you are to
you
be managed.
You have to manage me?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
You have to manage everybody in your life. That's not a hit on you. That's
true
with everybody.
No, you do. But just with you, that's the way you like to get things out, bam. Like I have two problems. They're the front bumpers of pickup trucks. Bam, you hit them right, and then, okay, everything's fixed. And we do it. And that's the way you and I work. That's the way it works. That's why we can do it, so we never get mad.
Yeah. No, we just shake it off and we're done.
We're like two rams on the side of a mountain where we butt heads and then we go, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, right. We just laugh about it.
And it works.
And the girls get all upset
but
or worried about it because they think...
But I don't do that with anybody else.
So used to it by now. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be back.
All right, don't go away yet, because I want Jennifer to check on the social media and find out what we have going.
No, I want to go to therapy with you instead of social media.
Really? We have to wait till the program is over.
Okay.
All right, so honestly, Roberta, you've been in therapy, right? But not about this over your life.
I've been
Jennifer,
in personal
been
therapy,
in therapy,
marital therapy. Yep. Yes, I've been
in
therapy.
Every kind of therapy. What about you?
What good it's done.
Yeah. No, maybe it is invisible, Richie, but maybe there are things that would have been worse had she not gone.
Yeah, I know.
All right, what about you, Jen?
Have I been in therapy? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but not about friends, right? Friendships?
Oh, no. The thing is, your friendships will be fine if you're okay with yourself.
Yeah. Richie,
you
by the way...
You won't need therapy with your friends if you're okay with yourself.
Richie would never admit to having gone to therapy, even if he did go to therapy.
I have not been to therapy.
No, you might want to try it.
I have a friend who is a therapist.
Really?
And we talk quite a bit. My friend Laura.
See, there you go. I think but you're using her without paying her.
No, I don't use her. She may help me and I don't know it.
Uh-huh.
But I would never say I need your help. You get that, right?
Yeah, I get that.
Right. But she probably works her magic on me and I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're a lot different. See, one of the things that's good about you, one of the many things about you that's good, is you have grown so since I first met you when you were...
He's
like
an evolving man.
People change over the course of 16 years. Yes, they do.
Right. Well, I think that there's some influence. I take some pride in you having a different attitude toward a lot of things.
Sure.
And frankly, I have a different attitude toward some things because of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
our surroundings change us.
Yeah, they do. That's a good thing to be open to, frankly. All right, so Jen.
Yes.
In terms of social media,
oh.
The question on Monopoly, I think that's where we were in serious stuff on the facebook.com/good day.
Our responses are still flying in on the Monopoly question.
Are they?
Yes, they are. So we will be getting to them soon. But I do want to tell you, because we've been doing this thing with Alimmune. It's flu season. I don't know if you were watching the news, if you've seen that map of how much the red areas for the flu. I mean, it's the entire country except for California and Nevada. It's nuts. So to stay healthy, Alimmune has this 60-day, we're giving away 60 days worth of the supplement that keeps you healthy, keeps your immunity high. And we're asking you on Facebook right now, what is your favorite stay healthy tip during cold and flu season? And Chris Burton had a good one. He says he does a combination of things all year long. He makes sure that he gets probiotics every day, which I know you do that too, Dougie. And then he does oil of oregano a few times a week, apple cider once a week. He also does his best to eat a good diet, exercise,
apple cider,
sleep.
It's apple cider vinegar.
Right, right. And wash my hands. He's had no flu shots in years. But that's pretty good. I mean, he's doing a lot. Diet, exercise, sleep, washing hands, apple cider once a week, oil of oregano a few times a week, and probiotics every day. That's pretty amazing. So Chris Burton will get a 60-day, really,
supply.
60-day supply of this Alimmune product. So congratulations.
Alimmune spelled A-L-O-M-U-N-E. If you go to 57more, the number, 57more.com, you'll find out the reason there's a 57 there is because 57% more of you stay healthy from colds and flus and stuff by taking Alimmune every single day. Clinical trials results on Alimmune, really, it's twice as good as you would results of taking vitamin C. Like what I say on the air, or have prior to Alimmune being a participant in the program, I always will tell you vitamin C, echinacea, zinc, all of those things are good, and they are, but Alimmune is better because it's safe, it's natural, it adds fiber and antioxidants to your diet. You need to check it all out. Go to 57more.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40. With no big change in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Taylor Swift song, which was number one during this week in 2009. Jennifer, what do we remember about this? What was going on in her life? She would have been about, what, 20?
Yeah, I think this was her second album, actually. And this was probably one of her biggest hits.
Yeah.
I think this kind of really catapulted her from kind of cute, you know, new girl on the scene. This really kind of solidified her place in pop because it crossed over. It wasn't just a country song.
Right. I was talking yesterday when Jewel was here on the program. She likes Taylor Swift a lot. And there's a lot to like there.
People do. She's likable. She writes her own music, which a lot of people, young ones, don't do that anymore.
Yeah, and Jewel writes all her own music.
Right.
Absolutely.
She's got like 500 songs that she's written.
She writes like crazy.
Yeah. So let's the Taylor Swift phenomenon, she's always in and out of these relationships. Don't you have to wonder?
Jen was telling me about this. It's funny.
The latest one is out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Jen was telling me the other day she is the best kept secret. Celebrity that gets around.
She does get around.
I mean, she's 23, and because I was asking her, we were at Toby Keith's, and we were having a burger. Uh-huh. And I was saying, who is this song about? And it was about, Jake Gyllenhaal, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal. Somebody counted. I think she dated 12 people in 2012. And she is 23, but what's funny is that most people, she goes into relationships with people. You know, she's dating them, and then she's out of them.
And then she writes songs about them.
And then she writes songs about them.
Right.
But she had this 18-year-old Kennedy kid. She bought a house across from their house on the Cape.
And then she broke up with him, and then a week later, I kid you not, she's with Harry Styles from One Direction. And
now
they just
got done.
And they just broke up last week. I mean, it's just, it's funny. The girl just goes from guy to guy. But, she doesn't get a bad rep.
About her?
Kardashian, everybody would be like, oh, Kim Kardashian. And it was Kim Kardashian a few years ago.
Because she's so sweet.
Right, because she looks like a nice girl.
So is that
but
fair
she's
for
not.
Kim
no.
Kardashian?
Is that what?
Is that fair? I mean, we think about the Kardashians.
Let me tell you something with Kardashian. Once you start dating, Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Yeah, the cat's out of the bag, man. You're dirty.
And now you have dirty child.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I just think that there may be something else to that story with regard to her and how it always works out. She's in with these people and she's gone and And why in the heck is it?
Well, there's something
it's
else.
Just, it goes to show you, if you're likable, you can get away with a lot, you know?
All right, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, a group of Canadian grandfathers getting together to sing in the Oakville chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society. After every rehearsal, they go out for coffee and donuts together. And even though practice was over recently, they couldn't stop singing. So here they are at the Donut Shop, the barbershop group known as the Oakville Barbershop Harmony Society. Actually, this is very cool.
It is where we are.
Barbershop stuff.
It is enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got.
One wonders how many of these barbershop groups there are around the country. I'm willing to bet there are hundreds of them.
We stopped when we were in Disney. They have one right there on Main Street. And what a neat, neat job they do. The thing I find fascinating about this this video of the day of ours, if you go there and you look at it, they're all sitting at the table. It must be hard to sing like this while sitting.
All right. Video of the day from yesterday features Mark Wahlberg and director Alan Hughes doing the weather and traffic for a Philadelphia television station. They had gone to the TV station to promote a movie, of course. And so when they were done with the shoot, or it was a live show, they went to local news.
Funny.
So these guys just ran over to the set and did the news and the weather.
That is
we
funny.
Don't have any audio of it, but it's great stuff. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Insight Daily Radio.
Morgan James, singer and Broadway actress, has just released her debut album, Morgan James Live. This album is a tribute to Nina Simone, and coincidentally, Nina and Morgan both attended the Juilliard School. Morgan told us how Juilliard helped shape her into the performer she is today.
When I got to Juilliard, I barely knew where middle C was. I was not a musician, and it whipped me into shape, because I may not have become an opera singer. I mean, the night is young, but it definitely turned me into a musician and had me so that is what I think of in my brain. I mean, singers are notoriously weak musicians, and I say that with all due respect. We have to work harder because our instrument is in our body, and unless we've played an instrument, theory does not come. It's not second nature. At least it's not for me. So I have to work very hard at my theory and very hard. My ear has always been my strength. The ear training and theory program there for singers is really, really strong. And we're encouraged to compose, and we were encouraged to be the best musicians we could be, you know. And I think that when I graduated and I didn't go into opera, and then there were some lean years, you know, there were times when I said, why did I go there? Why did I do that? You know, like, here I am. What am I doing? You know, and these years later, I think it makes perfect sense to me. So being around all these brilliant musicians and brilliant composers, and there's no way you can't take away from it. I think my experience at Juilliard was untraditional for what I got my degree in, but now I'm just so thankful it all makes sense.
Morgan James, vocalist and Broadway actress, speaking about her new debut CD, Morgan James Live.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
McFadden, along with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, my end, coming to you from the studios of KXYL in Brownwood, Texas, and we have with us now the Honorable Stephen E. Haynes. How do I know you're honorable? You're the mayor, but how do I know you're honorable?
There's always a question mark about those kind of things.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Had you been in politics before?
I have not.
No. You're how old?
I am 38.
Are you the youngest mayor in the history of Brownwood?
You know, I have
or
not.
In the middle?
I have not done the research on that. I know that the mayor before me had served 26 years, and he was a couple years older than I was when he was elected.
But really?
I haven't done the research to see who's
so
the youngest.
So you got That's elected cool. because he didn't want to run anymore?
He did. Well, he decided that he had paid his dues after 26 years.
Yeah, so what does it take to be the mayor? Well, but this is not a full-time job. You're a lawyer.
I am.
And practice here in Brownwood. What are the benefits to you? You can say, well, the community benefits from my largesse, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, why does somebody like you want to be mayor of a community like Brownwood?
Well, for me, it was just to be able to give something back to the community and have an impact, be able to look back on your life and say that you know, you made an impact on the place where you lived and the place where you worked. And I had been, I guess, like a lot of young people who grew up in small towns, moved off to a large city and worked in a major metropolitan area.
Dallas? You go to Dallas?
I did. I went to Dallas and loved my time there, but spent about 8 to 10 years there and decided to move back to a small town. And really for that reason, I felt like it gave me a better opportunity to really have an impact on the community.
All right. So those you were wondering, the program yesterday and today came from a couple of communities that are south of Dallas, just so you get a fix in your mind. You think of Dallas as sort of being in the northeast part of Texas, and you drive almost due south to Stephenville, which is where I was yesterday, and then Brownwood today is almost again sort of south-southwest, right?
Yeah, if you put your finger in the middle of the state of Texas, you would probably be very, very close to it.
Yeah, you're coming close to being in the middle of the state, exactly. So you are a father, and apparently you're a big goat man, is that right? You show you and your children are...
What does that mean?
Well, the Brown County Youth Fair is going on now here, right?
Yeah, we have our youth fair this week, and that's a classic example, I guess, of the benefits of small-town life. But
right.
All of our children have the ability to raise animals and show animals and participate in the youth fair. And My children have chosen goats as their animal of choice, and so we have our goat show today. Yeah.
It's very interesting, if I may talk about perception with you. Jennifer is from California. Roberta's from New York. Richie is from the Delmarva, the area around Washington, suburban Washington. I'm from New England. And the thing that sort of equates us all...
None
California
of us have goats.
Is considered, well, that, no, that's not true. I have goats on the farm now.
Oh, you do?
But in California is considered sort of north of the Mason-Dixon line, like it or not.
Sure.
You know, if you were to draw the Mason-Dixon line, it sort of stops
is there really
at the
a Mason-Dixon
west coast
line?
Of Texas, I think.
Yeah, I was about to say, how far west does the Mason-Dixon? See, for me, it's like Kentucky, it stops.
No, I think that there's a lot of reason to believe that the South is different than the rest of the country. And whether it's just the jargon, we're having fun this morning with some of the various things that are anachronistic to our connection to Brown all over Texas. But people think that Texas is different in many ways, even different than, I mean, we all laugh about the perception of Mississippi or Alabama or Arkansas, West Virginia, you know, stuff like that. And it sounds like those of us who are from north of the border, if you will, are kind of a bunch of elitist snobs because we make fun of the Texas accent or the West Virginia accent or what goes on. Does it ever bother people in Texas that you seem to be the brunt of silliness from the north?
No, in fact, if anything, I think it's probably the opposite. You know, Texas people are probably the most prideful people in the world, and I believe it's the best place on earth and wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
If anything, you know, there is plenty of ribbing and joking, I guess, towards the Yankees and those north of the Mason-Dixon line for those of us here in the south as well.
And one of the things that I find that is a conflict for me, the idea of my political ideals are similar to those which seem to be prevalent here in many ways, maybe not all of them, but yet I don't seem to find politicians that come from this state that I can identify with. And I'm not, this is not about politics, it's just I've been a Republican pretty much most of my life, and most people listening to this program know that I am. Richie will be happy to tell you that once somebody gets into office, I don't care what they are, I don't like them. And I don't, because I don't like what they do. They become different once they get into office. And so I guess I wanted to bring that around to you and the local focus here as the mayor of this town. Did you have to promise things when you were elected, but you're the only one running, and so it was easy? Did everybody sort of get together in the Downtown Business Association and appoint you? Like, okay, Steve should be the next mayor, because that is what happens a lot of times in the smaller communities. The people get together and say, all right, nobody else wants to be mayor. Steve, you're it. It's your turn in the bottle.
Yeah, for me, I came up through the Chamber of Commerce, and I had worked through the Chamber of Commerce and served as a president of the chamber before becoming mayor. So I guess that was kind of the political path that I took, and people knew me because of that role, and they knew that I understood the history and the business environment of our community. But to get back to your question about politics and promises, yes, I think you do have to make promises, but I think you have to choose your promises very carefully.
What did you promise to do if you were elected mayor?
You know, the two big things for me were to improve our infrastructure, which were improving roads and those type of things, which we're in drastic need of here, but also to try to promote and recruit more retail. That's always an issue in a small community is
right.
To try to have, you know, the benefits of the larger city, but without, you know, necessarily the congestion and other problems.
So you don't have to drive to Dallas or right. Houston. You're about halfway between Dallas and Houston here, maybe a little further to Houston. But it's a two-hour ride to get to Houston, maybe two and a half to Dallas, and what about two and a half or three to Houston from here?
Yeah, it's right? A little further than that to Houston, but it's about two and a half to Austin, which is another metropolitan.
Another way, yeah. So there's three cities around that you go to, but it's by the time you go, you better plan on spending the day.
Yeah, it's a day trip to make a full day of shopping and those kind of things in those communities, and obviously that's an economic loss for our community because Texas is a sales tax state. So the concept for us is to try to keep those sales tax dollars local and to be able to have our own retail businesses and establishments that will sell those products here, and then obviously employ people here as well.
A lot of people have been moving into, I don't know about this area, although I tell you, I'm a northerner in the sense that I'm comfortable farming where I am. I'm a dairy farmer, as you may know if you listen to me on the air, and I love that identity where I am. I know how to farm there. But the times that I've been down here, I've been to this community a couple of times. I've been to Stephenville, I think, three times. And as I drive away from the city and come into these areas, I can see a lot of the land, the topography appeals to me. Because a lot of open land, looks like good farmland. You know, if I wasn't so uncomfortable with what I think Texas is about, you know, this might be an interesting place to be. Except part of the problem is it's too far from a major city. So you got to decide when you come to a place like this, this is where you want to stay.
It is. You know, we're sort of on the, we're in this area of Texas, which we kind of call the Hill Country, the rolling hills, and we're on this transition period. It's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that I can appreciate having been in a major metropolitan area is, you know, if I was going to go to dinner for an evening or have a nice dinner in downtown Dallas, and I lived in one of the suburbs of Dallas, you know, that was a 2-hour or 3-hour process easily.
Well, you can't get to the airport. You can get here quicker than you can get to the airport from most places in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex.
That's right.
You can't get to that damn airport.
So you have to get it into perspective that, you know, for example, for me to get to work in the morning is a 5-minute commute,
right,
as opposed to the 45-minute commute that I had in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you take the good with the bad, and it's in my opinion, it's easier to drive to the major metropolitan areas to shop and do those things that you can't do in a small town than it is the other way around.
Yeah. So what's the big attraction here? Is the mayor of this town, Brownville, Brownwood, has a lot of attractions. What do you think the number one reason is to stay here, to come here? If you're trying to say to everybody, come on down, why should we come here?
You know, Brownwood historically has had this great work ethic. We have just an amazing amount of industry, one of the highest per capita populations of industry in the nation. And so we want to, or certainly in our state, and so we want to let people know that we're a great industrial employer, great jobs, and just that quality of life that we provide. I mean, we're big enough to have everything, a little bit of everything, and then, of course, if for those few things that we may not have or have in abundance, we're close enough to the major metropolitan areas that it's convenient.
All right, so I'm looking at the header for your law firm. It says you do about everything except I don't see criminal law here. Where do the criminals have to go to get legal representation? They're not going to go to you.
No, to someone else. I have handled one criminal law in 11 or 12 years of practicing law, and I regretted it.
Really? What was that thing that Pesci was in? What was that movie where he'd never practiced? The kids were up for grand theft or something. Fred Gwynne was in the movie. What's the name of that movie?
My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny, right.
Yeah.
That would be you, perhaps.
That's right.
Yeah.
In my one criminal case, but I don't practice criminal law, and I really don't do family law anymore either. For the most part, I am a civil litigator and do contracts and wills and trusts in the states and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Chase, people who say you're an ambulance chaser.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Well, you're honest. Anyway, I like you. I'm sure that is. Did anybody run against you, by the way?
I did. Actually, there were four in the race.
Really?
There were.
And how wide was the margin by which you won?
If I recall correctly, I won 58% of the vote.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you'll stick it out as long as you contribute, and it'll be good for it's good visibility for you and your practice, and it's also good to have somebody who's got ideas, wants to get things done.
Sure.
So good for you.
You know, one of the great benefits, I think, of my experience is trying to bring the best things from those metropolitan areas, my experience of having lived in other parts of the country, and bring those ideas back to Brownwood and bring the best back here and let those things work for our benefit and our community.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the welcome.
Thanks for
Steve
being
Haynes is the mayor of Brownwood, Texas. As we continue here on Good Day, let me help you with your diet. Are you feeling too heavy? Are people in your family blunt with you? How many people in your family? This is hard, I guess, sometimes. Roberta, can you imagine somebody in your family saying anything to you about your weight? I'm just trying to think of really? Somebody would
Absolutely.
Say something to you? Really?
Yep.
All right. And how would you react if they said, you know what, Roberta, you ought to lose 10 pounds, 20
Well,
pounds.
My mother never actually said that, but she would be, especially towards the end of her life when she couldn't speak, but I would come in. And she would take her index finger and she would poke at my stomach.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing you didn't trip over the plug. I'd be like, oh, yeah? You want to see what we can do with that finger, buddy?
Well, I would laugh because she had dementia, you know. And I said, well, at least she's got something still going in her,
really?
You know.
Well, that's a good way for us to get into a conversation about Axia 30. Axia 30 is this year's weight loss formula, has ingredients that have been clinically shown to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds over 12 weeks. That's right, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Axia 30 is the new frontier in weight loss science. It's evidence-based. That's why Dr. Ken likes it as much as he does. Clinically studied, packed. Axia 30 packed with anti-aging benefits. Now, you can try it. Excuse me, I just had a cookie. Axia 30, I know I get away with this.
Just had one. It's great to do the cookie spot in the middle of your Axia spot, by the way.
Yeah. I said quickie. Wait a minute.
Now you can try Axia 30 for 12 weeks risk-free. And if you tell them when you call 800-525-8345, you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get a free month supply. That's Axia 30, a free month, along with the 3 months. You get 3 months, and then you pay for a free. No, you pay for three, you get one free. How's that? 800-525-8345. Tremendous results. Backed by science, as I said. To try Axia 30 risk-free and get a free bottle today, call 800-525-8345.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. The 2013 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas starts this week, and here's what's hot. A smartphone rivaling HD TV, the sleek Droid DNA by HTC, is the first Droid smartphone with a 5-inch full HD 1080p screen. It runs Android 4.1 with 4G LTE speeds and Beats Audio exclusively at Verizon Wireless. LG introduces their new LED Cinema 3D Smart TV. LG's gesture-based Magic Remote now uses enhanced voice commands. Tell the TV to switch to a certain channel or conduct voice searches to find shows through online content like Netflix, web, or cable channels. Aha, a free app for both the iPhone and Android from Harman, organizes your favorite audio web content into live radio stations you can listen to safely from the driver's seat. Aha offers tens of thousands of stations from music to news and even your Facebook feed. For the active lifestyle iPhone user, Seal Shield's new Sea Lion waterproof antimicrobial case for the iPhone 5 is 100% waterproof, snowproof, and germproof. The polycarbonate case also protects from scratches. For more, visit KillerApps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
It's the Doug Steffen radio program.
Bravo.
Well done.
51 after.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Where's the good stuff? Well, let's get to the good stuff.
I think this is one of his finest songs.
Really? Mm-hmm. Because
it's brilliant. This and the Ghost of Tom Joad and my Dream of
Bruce. Never seen one of them, man.
This should have been used in the Fugitive.
No. He said one eye, not one arm.
Oh, I thought he was talking about a one-armed man, too. I like one-armed paper hangers. Those are busy guys.
Jennifer Rich, Gaggy and Roberta, the boss there with the theme from the movie The Wrestler, winner of the Golden Globe for the best original song during this. Actually, the show was on 3 years ago today. 4 years ago, 2009. Good Lord. 2009 was 4 years ago. My only faith in the broken. Hi, so obviously Roberta likes this very sensitive song. She likes sensitive Bruce.
She's a very sensitive feeling woman. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is, right. Like, yes. I'm a sensitive new age guy.
That's right.
But I didn't like this movie. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Do you like this movie, Chucker?
Yeah, I thought it was a good film.
Isn't this the one that Mickey...
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Mickey Rourke was in it.
It resurrected Mickey Rourke's career, at least temporarily. And he wound up getting a big paycheck for playing the villain in Iron Man 2, which is good for him.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done much lately, though, has he?
He was in the Expendables. Yeah, he has not. I mean, I think I seen him in a direct-to-DVD trailer. So
Mickey Rourke is a freak show, which is why he doesn't get a whole lot of parts.
When I just look at the guy, I'm on a couple.
Yeah, he's ruined his look, his body, his whole thing. He's just a drug addict. I mean, what are you going to do with the guy?
Looks awful. All right, so anyway... we're not celebrating him. Well, thanks for the nice guy.
Thank you, Rich.
Hey, what do you expect? I mean, there was this big feel-good thing for him. The guy ruined himself with drugs, and then, that's just...
He did.
You're right.
Well, I don't know if that was his major. His major downfall was he had some ridiculous plastic surgery and altered the look of his face. That was his biggest mistake.
We're talking about the Golden Globes. The other night, Helen Hunt was at the Golden Globes to win some sort of an award. As the first time, I didn't see her actually on the stage. I saw her. It was Golden Globes this week, right?
Wasn't
it?
No, that was People's Choice yesterday. The day before,
Sunday night's the Golden Globes. Yeah. She's nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
Right.
She's got an Oscar nomination for the Sessions also,
She was in the, they had a Palm Beach festival, an arts festival, and I saw a picture of her from that. And it just underscores what somebody said a month or so ago about her. She looks like she's a creature from outer space. What a shame. Just change
everything. I'll tell you, the compliments keep flying today, huh?
Yeah, all right. So let's get to it.
What do these people do to themselves? I mean, what do you know?
Yeah, they just mess themselves up.
She certainly looks different, very much different in appearance than she did 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think you look at the Meg Ryan look now is awful. I remember Jack Lemmon before he died had a facelift. He looked awful. Robert Redford has had his face done. Looks terrible. Are there any good ones? There got to be a good one. Some places got to be a good one, but these people don't seem to find them. Anyway. We have Chucker to discuss the new movies coming out this weekend right after this on Good Day.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
All right, Chucker, new movies this weekend.
Yeah, two new films open nationwide. The Oscar-nominated Zero Dark Thirty, which is the hunt and capture or killing of Bin Laden. Story directed by Catherine Bigelow. It expands from two screens to 2,100 nationwide. I'm going to go see it tomorrow night. I'll let you know what I think of it Monday morning. And also opening is Warner Brothers' Gangster Squad with Sean Penn, Josh Brolin, and Ryan Gosling.
Horrible. Violent, like you would believe.
Yeah, and I can't defend it. I haven't seen it, but the trailers are extremely violent. One other bit of movie news. Director Chris Nolan, the man responsible for the Dark Knight trilogy, his next film reportedly will be Interstellar, a time travel, parallel universe-type thriller. And when Chris Nolan does a movie...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.